resting. Please keep him in prayer. Announcements that I know of. Time change is Saturday?
Saturday night.
So we go back an hour? We go forward an hour. That's a good one. All right. So we go forward 1 hour. So I can't ever keep track of any of that stuff. I know. Y'all do amazing keeping up with all this stuff I don't even know about. Y'all do a great job with all of that. Oh my goodness. So tonight, it was honestly kind of random, to be honest, and sudden, to be honest with you, and I had didn't have anything really prepared, so it's either going to be, I say this all the time, it's either going to be really short or really long, and then it ends up being 15 minutes, so we'll probably be on the short end. So there you go, Sam. Sam's ready to get out of here. But tonight, I wanted to talk about security. And just two points, where we try to find security and the security that Christ offers us. There's a lot of things that we try to find security in that don't really help us, and they're not secure. They keep us secure for a minimum period of time, and they don't do it anymore. But let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings you've given to us today. Thank you for this church family. Thank you for getting everyone out here safely. I pray that you bless the reading of your word tonight. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the words that you want me to say, Lord. I pray for my dad. That you'd heal him up quickly, Lord. We figured out what's going on. Pray that you give us wisdom on what to do. And just guide that whole situation. I pray for everything going on in Ukraine, Lord. I pray that you keep people safe. And just give people wisdom on what to do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So tonight, like I said, we'll talk about security. We're going to start in Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. We're going to jump around a few places, so forgive me for jumping around and just kind of cherry picking. But I did what I got, so, and I have what I have. So Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, is where we'll start. But in this world today, it's so hard to try to find security in different things because this world changes and it develops and there's so many different things we try to place our security in and we can't because it changes through time. And a lot of times, we feel the need to take control of certain situations that we think we should take control of to ensure ourselves of like everything's going to be okay. To ensure ourselves that we're going to be okay because we got it handled. But I'm sure most of us know that's not how that works. And a lot of times we find security in wrong places. So Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5. We're not going to start in verse 1. But the context of this chapter is the sin of Judah. But we'll just start in verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. So where we try to find security? Well, we try to find security in people. Maybe friends, family, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Whatever there might be, just people in general. We try to find security in people. And people don't offer us security all the time. They can't offer us security like Jesus Christ can. They offer us a temporary security. They can offer us protection, like a cop, for instance. But cops can't be there all the time. People aren't going to be there all the time for you. And people can't keep you away from threats. There will be many a times people will try to come and hurt you. And people will try to come and do things to you that are unimaginable and unspeakable. But people that we find or we say are close to us can't offer that security. And it's sad, I think that was a chicken. It's sad that we try to find security in people. Now, it's not a bad thing, but we have to understand people don't offer us security, the security we want. Sometimes we'll try to find security in wealth. We think money has all the answers to all of our issues. We say, okay, you know what? I'm going to have such and such amount of money, and money is going to protect me because I can buy whatever I want, when I want it, and I can have as much protection as I see fit. Go and go to Job chapter 31. Job chapter 31. We're going to look in verse 24. Job 31. Job 31. Verse 24. Yes. Esther, Job, and Psalms. Job chapter 31, verse 24. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. If I rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart hath been secretly enticed, or my mouth hath kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that is above. So we try to seek security in money, wealth, and status. And you take who's a rich person? Sam, you keep up with these people probably. Jeff Bezos, one of them. Sure, Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos, billionaire. I don't keep track of him in all honesty, but we'll just say billionaire just for sake of speaking. Bill Gates is another one. Yeah, Bill Gates is another one. I mean, you think, okay, well, I can buy as many amount of guns and as much amount of ammunition as I want to, and that's going to keep me safe. Well, what happens when you run out of that ammunition? Like, if you think about it, again, this stuff isn't going to offer you security. It's not going to offer you security Christ Jesus offers you. It doesn't. It simply doesn't. The problem with wealth is there is never enough wealth. You never have enough money. You always see people with the most amount of money saying, well, I don't have enough for such and such, or, you know, there's just not enough, and I want more, and I want this, and I want that, and there's never enough. And they just keep wanting and wanting and wanting, and they just continue wanting until there's no more to want. And it's dangerous. And they think that the more money they have, the more protection they can get, you know? Like, well, I'm going to have like four security guards right here, you know, I'm just going to walk around and we're going to be okay. Well, that isn't the case. JFK, for instance, was shot in a car. I mean, he had security guards around him. You think you have security in these things, you don't. Another one, go to Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 31. I hope this is making sense so far. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. There's a water under here. Isaiah 31, verse 1. Says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. So here's another thing we try to put security in, and our trust in, is material things. Maybe it's a house, maybe it's a car. In this instance, in Isaiah, it's chariots and horsemen. It's an army in this case, in Isaiah. And we think, well, cars will keep us safe. Well, there are way too many car accidents to count for. I don't know how many car accidents there are in the U.S. I haven't looked up the statistics, but I'm sure it's a lot more than we think. I'm sure it's a lot. Maybe it's houses. Maybe we think because we have locked doors and, you know, we can close our windows, we're okay. I don't know how many murders there's been in houses. It doesn't offer us security. Maybe we think armies can keep us safe, like in Isaiah. We think armies can keep us safe. Well, we can look at the situation in Ukraine and Russia right now. That isn't the case. Armies can't keep us safe forever. They can protect us for a very temporary time. They can't keep us safe. They don't offer, again, these things we're looking at right now, they don't offer what Jesus Christ offers. Jesus Christ offers eternal security, not temporary security. And so, we can just ask ourselves, why is it the things so far that we've listed that they fail to provide people security? Y'all don't have to answer the question, but why, just ask yourself it, why is it that these things, people, wealth, cars, money, material things, why is it that these things fail to provide security to people who seek those things? They're temporal, exactly. They are temporal. It's not, they aren't going to be there forever. They can't be there for you when you need them to be there all the time. It's like, well, I need you over here. Wait, no, I got something else going on over here. Wait, there's something else going on over here. It's just, there's too many things, and they don't offer us that security. People will let us down in life. I'm sure it's happened to many of us. People will let us down. Money doesn't have all the answers that we think it has. Things don't satisfy. We constantly want more. And honestly, our surroundings aren't what we think they should be. And sometimes we put security in the wrong place, and it doesn't work with the situation. You might ask yourself, what should I do? What's a good thing to do? You know, what's something I can put my security in? If there is nothing on this planet that I can put security in, what can I put security in? And it's very tempting that we try to, you know, put security in other things, because there's a lot of things in this world, to be honest. There's a lot of things we can put security in, but again, as we've learned so far, they don't offer us the security we think they offer. But what should I do? Well, God doesn't want us to lose our sleep over uncertainties in our life. He doesn't want us to overwork ourselves trying to make our life secure. I'll ask you this. Where have you placed your security? Is it in Jesus Christ? Or is it in a building? Is it in a house? Is it in a car? Is it in a person? Is it in a family member? Is it in a material item, something you can grab? What is it? Just ask yourself. And I feel like, I know this is a little off topic, but I feel like a lot of us feel the need, especially teenagers, and I know I've done this, we feel the need to find security in, like, how do I word this? In, like, trying to gain popularity, because we think the more people we have around us, the more people there is to, you know, talk to and go to if we need help with something. And not always is that the case. In fact, I have found out in the matter of a few months, I don't have as many friends as I thought I did. I really didn't. And that's sad, but that's unfortunately reality sometimes. But again, back to the question, what should I do? Great question. Thank you for asking. You should find security in Jesus Christ. So we'll look at that. Point number two. I want to look at the security that Christ offers us. Go ahead and go to... Go ahead and go to Psalms chapter 31. Psalms chapter 31. Verse 4. Psalm chapter 31, and we'll read verses 4 through 8. And I know we've been going through 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. So we know the situation David's been in about trying to run away from Saul and being chased by Saul. And you think it... Okay, let's just try to put ourselves in David's situation real quick. You think... with the incident when he was in the cave and Saul was sleeping. Yes, he was sleeping, right? And then David walks in and he's like, oh, I see him right there. You know, he's like, okay, well, you can kill him. Now you have the opportunity to kill him. Now we have the opportunity. I think that's pretty hard to, you know, it's like, okay, I've been chased by this guy a lot so far. I think it's a little hard to, you know, try to back away from not killing him. And killing's a bad thing, in all honesty. I don't think it's good. But the flesh sure is strong. I'm sure David fought pretty hard to try not to kill him. But anyway, Psalms chapter 31, verse 4. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength, into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. So one of the securities that Christ offers us is a strong foundation. It's a solid foundation. It's not some weak foundation that some people give us. It's something we can lean on. We can actually lean on him, and when we are in trouble, we can go to him and he's there for us. Instead of trying to go to people and say, I'll just use Sam Ingram as an example. It's like, Sam Ingram, I've been struggling so hard this week. Can you just help me? I need something. I just need something. No, I can't help you. No, I'm sorry. And then I go over here. I'll go to the next Sam up here. Hey, Sam, can you help me? Nope. I'm sorry. I'm too busy. And you try to find security in people, and it doesn't work. But you know what? In Jesus Christ, there's security. There is security. And he will deliver us from trouble. He will. He is there for us. Go to Psalms chapter 40, verse 2. Psalms chapter 40, verse 2. Again, I hope this is making sense so far. Psalms chapter 40, sorry, not verse 2, verse 3. Verse 3. You know, yeah, let's read verse 2. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. So not only does God offer us a good, solid foundation, but he offers us true joy. He offers us true happiness rather than some momentary happiness. You know, you ever been having a bad day? And this happened many times. You ever been having a bad day? And like you go up to hug someone, and it's just like a slight moment of relief, And then you walk away and you're like, man, I wish I could just stand there all day and just hug this person. I mean, that's happened many times to me. I wish sometimes I could just stand there and hug my mom all the time, but I can't. She really wouldn't mind. That is true. Jesus Christ, he offers us true joy. He offers us true happiness. And not saying that, you know, hugging my mom isn't true happiness. It's a temporary happiness. It is. I'm happy when I hug my mom. But Jesus Christ, he offers some really true happiness, eternal happiness too. Something to rejoice in. It's not something to, you know, oh, eternal happiness, I don't know what to do. I don't know about the eternal happiness. Let's see, I got a few more. Psalms 55. I apologize for flipping so many pages, but it's worth it. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. This verse reminds me of Psalms chapter 1. Man, I can't quote it off the top of my head. But where it says, what does it say? You know what, I'm just going to go over there and look at it real quick. Anyways, but here we go. And he shall be a tree, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth his fruit, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. It reminds me of that verse talking about not being moved, being stationed in one place, and anytime someone tries to, you know, come push you over, you're going to stand there and you're going to be like, nope, I'm right here. I'm not moving. And Jesus Christ, he gives us a solid foundation. He gives us true joy. And any time you have an attack from the devil or anything like that, if you cast your burden upon the Lord, you know what? You know what's going to happen in return? You're going to stand firm right here. And the devil tries to come give you knockout punch. Nope, I'm right here. I'm still moving. I'm right here. Let's see. And before we keep going, it's I not that y'all don't, but talking about this, I mean, brings me joy. But, you know, thinking about it too, just like, okay, what does Christ offer me? And it's just like, it's so just, I don't know. It's so happy to think about these things, but when you think about it, and it's like, you know what, I really don't deserve this. It even brings you more happiness. It brings me so much happiness. I know that's so off topic, but it brings me so much happiness. Thinking that, you know what, I don't deserve this, but Jesus Christ offers this to us anyway. We don't deserve it. Go ahead and go to Psalms chapter 112, and I'll try to promise this is the last place we'll go to. Psalms 112. verse 6 through 7. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. You want to know another security that Christ offers us? He takes away our fears. He takes away our fears. I'm sure there are many a times we've gone through life and we are fearful of something. I am sure. And you know what? Christ, if your heart is fixed and trusting in Jesus Christ, he's going to take away your fears. You keep trusting in him, he'll take away your fears. It's so, I mean, I can't I can keep saying it, but I don't want to. But it just brings me so much happiness. Just like, you know what? I don't deserve this, but he gives it to me anyway. And it's just, who else, I'll just ask you this question. Who else can take away your fears like that, you know? Who else? I don't think anyone else can in my lifetime. I don't think I've met anyone else who can take away my fears like Jesus Christ can. I don't think anyone else. Off the top of my head, I haven't met anybody. Family members. Now, family members, don't get me wrong, family members can take away some fears, you know. Trying to go on a zip line is a little fearful. But that's not the fear that we're talking about. It's a different fear. And Jesus Christ takes away those fears. And it's just so happy to think about that. It brings me so much happiness just thinking about it. And so, and I'll ask you all this, and we'll wrap it up with this. Are you secure? Are you secure in Jesus Christ? Or are you just trying to find security in insecure places? Are you trying to find security in material things, like in Isaiah? They're trying to find security in armies. Again, we see the situation in Ukraine that no, armies don't find security in armies eternally. When we are insecure, it will be evident by how we may feel hopeless, or if we don't have certain things in our lives when we try to keep chasing after those things. But when we are secure, it in our spirit, it shows confidence, it shows contentment, and it shows trust in Jesus Christ. And that is unshaken. That's by the constantly changing world. That security is unshaken. And like I said in the beginning, this world is changing. This world is developing. And we try to find security in all these other things. But Jesus Christ, you can find true security in him. And his security, it doesn't change. It's consistent. It's constant. It doesn't change. And and I'll end it with a solid relationship with Christ. It is the answer to the endless searching for security. A solid relationship with Christ is the answer to the endless searching of security. Let's go and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings. Thank you for giving us eternal security, Lord, and offering us the security we don't deserve. And it's such a blessing, Lord. And if there's anyone here who is actively trying to find security in, whether it be popularity and people, or a house, a car, a weapon, anything like that, Lord, I pray that this short little lesson, this message spoke to them, Lord, and they would start actively searching for security in you, and start trusting in you, and not trusting in these material things. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so I don't think